I'm gonna do something to you. Hey, don't laugh. My mentor's watching. She's right over there. Pretend to be scared, okay? Ooh, I'm a ghostie. Ooh. I don't know. Just scream, oh no, and run away or something. What do you mean that doesn't sound realistic? Okay, just do what feels like a natural scared person. I'll even turn up the scare factor. Ooh, you're gonna meet your doom. Quick, go. I'll find you later. Nice, mentor, I did it. I scared them. Did you see the look on their face? Welcome home, person. Ah, I didn't mean to startle you. Sorry, I'm just so excited and I've been waiting for you all evening. Guess what? I did it. I really did it. Well, I guess we did it. But we did it, person. We really did it. What? Oh, passed, of course. I passed my scare test. Now I'm officially considered a spooky ghost. Isn't that fantastic? See, I've been studying really hard about being a good ghost and learning my haunt history. I'm really good at a lot of stuff. I got a B+ in noises of fright, and I got an A- in phases of travel. Then I got a solid A in chills. Hmm? They aren't self-explanatory. Well, of course I can tell you about them. Noises of Fright is a lesson in how to make spooky noises, like chain rattles or creepy whines or screams. I was pretty terrible at it at first. I actually failed the first time I took it. Instead of scary noises, I kept accidentally making music play. Songs by Blackpink and Timmy Trumpet, or the ones from Hamilton, the musical, would blare from the walls instead of spooks. So the first time I tried to freak a person out with sound, I got nervous and instead made the room where it happened play. It was a total bop, yeah, but I failed the test. The second time I took it, I studied really hard by listening to only scary sounds instead of music to help me focus. Do you like music? What kind? I could play some for you, you know? Any song you would want that I know? Could you imagine how cool it would be if you walked into school and Savage, Sassy, Moody, Nasty started playing? Is that song still popular? I'm a little rusty on current songs. One of the downsides of being absorbed into school, I haven't had time to catch up on pop culture, music, and memes. Maybe later you and I can hang out. You could catch me up to speed before I get to my next lesson. Right, I was just explaining things. Phases of travel is easy. It's just going through walls and floors and stuff. It's a pretty confusing trick. One time I would do it perfectly, then the next time I'd be stuck halfway through a door and need rescuing. Just a pro tip. If you ever think a specific piece of furniture is haunted, it's probably a ghost stuck trying to phase through it. I mean, you can't help it, but I just thought you should know. And chills, that lesson was super easy. Think negative thoughts and the temperature goes down in a room. That was super easy for me since I'm pessimistic anyways. Plus, you know, I'm dead. It's pretty depressing sometimes. Anyways, yeah, there are a few other classes, but the point is, I'm an official spooky ghost now. Next level is a haunt. I think it'll be hard for me to get there. The class is a bit more scary-based and more like poltergeist activity kind of stuff. I couldn't even really scare you, so I know I'll have to work extra hard. Hey, speaking of which, why aren't you scared? An invisible voice and chains don't scare you? You think I'm cute? I'm not cute, I'm scary. I literally am labeled as a spooky. Wait, can you see me? This whole time? I thought you were just hearing my voice. I had no idea you could see me. Wait, how do I know you're not lying? Okay, I'm going to hold up a certain number of fingers and you copy me, okay? Ready, set, go! Holy crap, you can really see me. Don't look too close. This is so embarrassing. Stop, you'll make me turn pink. Huh? Ghosts can turn colors based on emotions. That's not the point! Is it me? Am I doing something weird? This would be a super advanced skill. I know I'm not that skilled unless... I am? Have you ever seen any other ghosts? Any floating orbs or people like me? Really? Wow, you know what this means, right? Wow, I can't believe I'm meeting you. This is incredible. You're like a unicorn. To think I get so lucky to pick you to be my first human to scare. What? It means you're a medium, silly. You can talk to the dead. You must be a really strong one if you can see us. I've read books on mediums, but never thought I'd actually meet a real one. I mean, there are plenty of fake ones out there just looking for money and stuff, but genuine mediums are super rare and sometimes don't even know they're mediums. But sometimes they go crazy. I guess that's something you should know. I mean, you're so rare it makes normal people think you're crazy if you talk about it to them. It's kind of like a secret superpower. Isn't that cool? Oh yeah, we can totally read up on it together. Maybe I can help you understand your abilities better. It'll take some time and some candles, but we could practice. Oh, I know. You buy me some candles and I'll fly away and you can practice summoning me. Just make sure to blow out the candles quickly if the room feels cooler to you. Wouldn't want you summoning the wrong spirit, yeah? Well, you've seen the movies, right? They're not horribly far off when it comes to seances. Bad things can come out of those. Normal people can't feel the warning signs like true mediums can until it's too late. You should be able to feel them before they even come through the opening you create. Don't worry, I'll teach you all the warning signs of bad spirits I know. That way you'll be safe. Do you want to start tomorrow? I'd say tonight, but I'm kind of tired after today and I just want to float around for a while. It was really stressful, you know? Huh? Me? Well, I think my name was... Sable? Mabel. Sable sounds more like it. It's hard to recall now. My memory of being alive are fading away the longer I exist. Yeah, eventually I won't be able to remember any of my life as a living, breathing person. It's better to forget or I might become a hollow. A hollow is a ghost who clung too hard to their human life. All they do is scream. They don't even look like normal ghosts. They look like rotted, like they're still in their human bodies as they decompose. It's very sad to see them. They can't do you any harm, however, like poltergeists can. They didn't try to learn to become ghosts. They tried to stay human. That's why I have to study hard. This is my new, well, life, if you will. I have to embrace it and make the most of it. When I was alive, I was a soccer player for my university. I was a center defender and I was really good at it. I was trying to get my bachelor's in animal science, but, you know, that was all before the accident. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn blue on you. I really do miss living things like food and touch. I miss hugs. Ghosts aren't very good at comforting each other like people are. But I don't like to think about it. That was the old me. The new me is a ghost and I'm kinda embracing it. It's okay to change, you know? It's kinda like second puberty without the period cramps or weird voice changes. Sometimes things out of your control happen and you just have to work with them instead of fighting them. Anyways, I should get going. I've been here long enough. We're both going to need rest. I'll see you tomorrow though, right? For practice? Good. Okay, see you then. Oh, and thanks for playing along this morning. I really appreciate what you did. I'm glad I chose you to scare.